Focus on flowers. There are always some nice days in November that entice gardeners outside to rake leaves, to cut down perennials, clean tools, and roll up hoses. Fall, however, is a season where we must be motivated by long-term garden goals, as tidiness, not flowers, is the immediate gratification. But there is pleasure, of course, in just working outside, since we realize winter will soon close in, closing us indoors. We will be deprived of that exquisite freedom of being able to just open the door and walk out into our gardens. It is a freedom that gardeners cherish almost as much as the others guaranteed under our Constitution. As we cut down our perennials, remembering not to cut down sub-shrubs with woody bases, such as lavender, Russian sage, and candy tuft, we think of how they looked when they bloomed so exuberantly. As we pull out the annuals, those of us with some bulbs left to plant can tuck a few in the holes. And as we cut down to about 4 inches the irises' sword-like leaves, we inspect them for signs of borer's damage and discard any affected plants. Robert Herrick said, "If little labor, little are our gains. Man's fortunes are according to his pains." More information about flower gardening can be found on our website at wfiu.indiana.edu. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on fall garden chores.